WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, July 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the upcoming performances during the new season at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Landlords in Illinois can no longer require their tenants to pay rent online. Alex Degman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure that says landlords have to accept all forms of valid payment for rent, including cash. Proponents say rejecting cash or forcing the use of online portals that sometimes charge extra fees are barriers to affordable housing. But Republican State Senator Jill Tracy said during floor debate in May that this won't improve housing access.
If we keep passing bills that hinder a private landlord's ability to function as is best for his business, we will have less and less housing.
Landlords can still offer tenants an online payment portal. The new law is already in effect. Landlords have 3 months before they'll start facing penalties for noncompliance. I'm Alex Degman.
A group based in central Illinois is about to send its largest shipment of donated ambulances and emergency vehicles to Ukraine as the war against Russia continues. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Chris Manson founded U.S. Ambulances for Ukraine in March 2022. After this shipment scheduled for August, his group will have delivered a total of 51 ambulances, 8 fire engines, and 5 SUVs. Manson says many previously donated vehicles have been destroyed by Russian missile attacks. One ambulance wasn't in service for very long.
But in those 2.5 months, it worked every single day, and it transported about 20 wounded people per day.
Manson says his group has been working with the Ukrainian consulate and aid groups like the UA Resistance Foundation. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
With summer in full swing, so too is the Folk and Roots Afternoon Concert Series in Crystal Lake Park. Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson has more.
Folk and Roots Friday is a collaboration between the Urbana Park District and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Every first and third Friday of the month, a musical act will perform a free hour-long concert at Crystal Lake Park's Lake House. Rob Crum, one of the festival's organizers, says the Friday concerts are part of the festival's mission to show people how expansive the folk and roots genre is.
A lot of people have an idea about folk music that it's, you know, one singer-songwriter with one guitar singing mournful breakup or protest songs. But folk music is certainly much more than that.
Local Western swing musician Jordan Kay, also known as the Tune Wrangler, is this week's performer. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
For more information about Folk and Roots Fridays, visit the Urbana Park District's Facebook page. Still to come, we'll learn more about the upcoming season at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story is next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show. It's been 1 week since the U.S. Supreme Court effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions. How are universities responding to the change? We'll find out from legal experts and the head of admissions at an Illinois university. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The Krannert Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign has announced its season, and it starts this fall. Illinois Public Media's Kimberly Schofield spoke with the director of Krannert Center, Mike Ross, to learn more about this season's performances.
I'm excited about the entire season as a season, as a composition of sorts. And as with any season, I think one of the special aspects of it is the launch of the season. And I am so pleased to be offering the lineup of our 10th Biennial Guitar Festival, Elnora, this September, to kick off the entire season with. So that I am anticipating to be and very much looking forward to being a very beautiful way to start this new season.
Mike, there are some big names coming to Krannert. Emmylou Harris on September 9th, Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin on October 14th, and I see that on April 6th, the cellist Yo-Yo Ma will be performing.
Yes, it's a very special pleasure to be presenting Yo-Yo Ma, the brilliant and just sort of beyond. He's so much more than just an extraordinary musician. He's not just one of the finest cellists who's ever performed. He's also become such an important cultural ambassador, such a great advocate for culture everywhere on the planet and for the mutual respect of cultures in this very, very, very troubled world that we live in. Having artists who are very much driven and motivated to speak up on a larger platform with regard to the embrace and celebration of the extraordinary diversity that exists on our planet, including artistic diversity. And so he and his longtime collaborator, Kathy Stott, the pianist, fabulous pianist, will be performing at Krannert Center as part of a very, very, very limited national tour.
Mike, on top of these big names and touring shows, Krannert also includes U of I student performances. How will they be involved in Duke Ellington's The River Suite and Sacred Suites?
Yes, this is one of the most inspiring features in our performing arts community here, not just at the university, but in our region. The Performing Arts at Illinois family, in this particular case, I'm speaking to the School of Music, and within the School of Music, the Lyric Theater program, plus the departments of dance and theater, comprise such a beautiful mix of faculty and students, performance-wise, directing-wise, technology, production-wise. And a very, very extraordinary colleague in our mix here at Illinois is Barrington Coleman, a very gifted professor in the School of Music. He's the director of the Men's Glee. He is an extraordinary vocalist and keyboardist. He's an extraordinary jazz musician, classical and otherwise. And he has envisioned sort of a monumental celebration of Duke Ellington's work, and it will bring together members of all of those academic units in what I anticipate to be a very powerfully moving, beautiful, uplifting, and deeply meaningful experience for everybody.
Jonathan Larson's Rent is listed as part of Illinois Theater, but it's at Krannert Center at the Virginia, October 26th to 28th. What will that entail?
This is one of the most unexpected and wonderful outcomes of the pandemic. The Colwell Playhouse Theater has been taken offline to undergo a very important and long overdue physical accessibility upgrade that makes it impossible to present work and develop work in the Playhouse. The idea of approaching the Virginia Theater as a potential partner to accommodate some of the student performances of the dance department, the theater department, and the Lyric Theater program. Steve Benson and the team there at the Virginia was totally game to explore this possibility. The result of that is the opportunity that our students have to perform in this beautiful classic venue in downtown Champaign, the Virginia, as they are honing their performance skills, getting the benefit of performing for different audiences, and at the same time, giving the community a different kind of opportunity to get a glimpse into what's going on in the lives of these students, the training that they are receiving by this wonderful mix of faculty members and all the staff that support all of their production. It's a very beautiful initiative or project that has come out of this renovation project in our Playhouse Theater unexpectedly and just delightfully.
And finally, Mike, is there anything specific you want people to take away from this upcoming season?
My hope is that every year when we design this season of experiences is that there will be moments in that season that will attract someone's attention because it is something familiar to them, something that they have a particular interest in already. But our hope is also that people will look over the offerings and channel their inner explorer and take a look at something that may be very unfamiliar to them and just give it a try. I would also like for everyone to keep in mind that there is a lot that Krannert Center does that is not represented in the lineup that people will see, by which I mean there's a lot that goes on outside of our main stages. Also the work, the tremendous work that Krannert Center has done for many years with the local K through 12 community, performances for community youth, family performances, all kinds of engagement workshops. I would just ask everybody to imagine what some of that might be and look at our website. I just want to thank everybody that's made it possible for Krannert Center to do what it does here in this community. It's a great privilege.
That's the director of Krannert Center, Mike Ross, about this upcoming season. I'm Kimberly Schofield, leaving you with Morris Day and The Time, who will be coming to Krannert on September 16th. For more information about performances and to see the entire schedule, visit illinoisnewsroom.org.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Owen Henderson, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.